at 1 o'clock in Nurscolwaringador, we're holding a protest. The protest is to bring attention to the very fact that there is a move not to build the 5-bedroom independent home that is so badly needed in Gador and right around the whole county. There was the hope and our clear understanding as a community that this home would be built. It was in the initial planning application, and now there's been moves to remove it, moves by the contractor to remove it, to my clear understanding, and this has been facilitated by the council.
But if this is an independent contractor building a development independently with their own money, I mean, with planning permission, is it not up to the contractor what he does or doesn't build?
Yeah, look, I think that's a fair question, and I think it exposes the failure of the council and the state itself in terms of how we deliver homes. Bear in mind that the 5-bedroom independent living will be somebody's home. And the idea that we don't build ourselves and look after the need of our community, that we're leaving it in the hands of contractors to make profit over people's needs, is not acceptable. And yes, the council has been engaging with the contractor over a good number of years in relation to our Scullwater. And what we need now is to get the independent living homes built so that people who need it are reassured that there is a home there. I've been working not just for our Scullwaringador, but we need to see this as a part of our policy right across the whole county, for there's a massive, massive need.
Was it your understanding then that Donegal County Council had an agreement with the contractor that there would be this 5-unit facility within this overall development, and then that agreement between the council and the contractor, for whatever reason, has fallen?
The SPC level, which I've been a part of, the housing SPC, for a long, long time, and this has been something that we've discussed right through the number of years, and only by pure chance to find out that there's a move to remove it and not to build it only came to my attention by pure chance. And that's why we're organising and trying to put pressure on the council and the developer to build what is needed in our community.